Here's some exciting news for Coast to Coast fans. If you're already a Streamlink member, you know what a super value our subscriber service is. For around 15 cents a day, you get such great features as podcast. That's automatic downloads of Coast to Coast shows directly onto your computer desktop or MP3 player. But now, we've greatly expanded our full show library, so you have access to multi-year downloads. Imagine having hundreds of your favorite Coast to Coast shows right at your fingertips to listen to, collect, and take on the go with you. As a Streamlink member, you also get access to a whole library of Art Bell Classic Somewhere in Time shows, available as streamed broadcasts. Plus, our fun live chat sessions, held twice a month. There's never been a better time to join Streamlink. Visit coasttocoastam.com today to sign up on our secure servers. You never know what you'll hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
This time period over the next 3 years, I think, could be one of the most dramatic times to live that we have ever witnessed. Beyond tragedies of JFK, beyond the tragedies of 9/11, I'm talking in terms of humanity, living in a time period where we could go either way.
What troubles me now, George, is that we seem to come full circle. Today, look at the current sense among the world's modern populations who are standing there saying, we need somebody to come and save us from our spiritual, political, financial chaos. The psychological condition of the world today, if it's not careful, is setting itself up for the dawn of this new world order, which in essence is going to be slavery that we buy into because we are so desperate for somebody to come and save us now.
Now we take you back to the night of March 27th, 2002, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
There sure have been a lot of people involved in microbiology dying lately, and here is another one. Castle Rock. Denver car dealer Kent Rickenbaugh, his wife Caroline, and their son Bart were killed Sunday in a plane crash near Centennial Airport. Pilot Dr. Stephen Mostow also died. Kent Rickenbaugh, 64, owned two car dealerships in the Denver area. Caroline Rickenbaugh, 62, known for her involvement in the community. Bart Rickenbaugh, 35, lived in Bozeman, Montana. Mostow, that's M-O-S-T-O-W, 63, was one of the country's leading infectious disease experts and was associate dean at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center. Mostow was a crusader for better health, an early advocate for widespread flu vaccinations, and more recently an expert on the threat of bioterrorism. He was a champion for rural health care and childhood immunizations for the past 3 years. He had been helping to expand the Health Fair, a program that benefits thousands of people in Colorado. The key here, though, is that he dealt in the exact areas that, he was working on bioterrorism. And there have been, without question, a disproportionate number of scientists out there working in this field who have been dying in, I don't know, unusual ways. I mean, I don't know if you say a plane crash is an unusual way to die, but in a way it is. And this list is beginning to get to be very long, and a lot of people are beginning to notice. So, it's like this is beginning to get noticed, folks. It's all over the internet. It's not just me. So, if there's something going on out there, why the media is beginning to notice, folks. We do live in strange times. I understand there's a warning to Americans around Easter in Italy. Mona was just telling me she saw a news flash about there possibly being danger to Americans in Italy around Easter. Figures, huh? There's a lot of bad people in the world.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from March 27th, 2002.